Okay, our last two on everybody's left, quarterback Taquan Marshall. On everybody's right, safety AJ Gray. We'll open it right up for questions.
AJ, do you feel like you're at the point in your career now where you can use your athletic ability? Everything's instinct. You don't have to think about what you're doing out there. It seems like you're playing a lot looser out there.
Yeah, sir, because I know all the plays, and it just allowed me. I know my job, so that allows me to play fast and just do things.
Taquan, I know last week someone called you by far the best option quarterback in America. How does that feel? Do you think that you're the best option quarterback in the country?
Well, I always have stuff that I need to work on and improve on. I mean, I don't really look at it that way. I just go into every week just ready to work and practice hard, so on Saturday I can just put out what I've been practicing.
You were kind of hard on yourself with your performance last week. Kind of, how do you feel like you did this game?
Average. Yeah, I mean, I turned the ball over, missed some throws early. So, I mean, it was a step up from last week, but still not where I want to be.
AJ, basically, going into this season, of course, the more you guys get a chance to be on the field together and working together, do you feel like everything's going to kind of slow down a little bit for you, the reads kind of a little faster?
Oh, yeah, everything slowed down from freshman year, because freshman year everything was going real fast, mm-hmm. and my eyes were everywhere, but now I put my eyes where they're supposed to be and just play.
Taquan, after the fumble, what was your expression of gratitude for the interception?
I was very thankful. AJ made a play, and then we got back right on the field and went down and scored. So, I mean, we probably would have scored on the drive I fumbled on, but, I mean, I really had to just try to put it behind me and move on, because really I try to spark up the offense myself. So if I'm down, then they'll be down.
AJ, Coach Johnson said that this was probably as well as you've played since you've been here with the open field tackles and the two picks. Did you feel like maybe this was a step up from how you'd been?
Oh, yeah, it definitely was a step up. And I know it's just, I don't know, it just happened. And just got to build off of it and play better every game.
AJ, on the two interceptions, did Surratt look you off in anything, or did he just look directly dead at the receiver when you got the two picks?
Well, I learned from my mistake last year. Last year, they were reading me off of the run, and if I come up, he's going to throw the slant behind me, and if I just sit there, he's going to hand it off. But I just stayed there and then just played off of him. He was playing the game with me, but vice versa, I was playing it with him too.
AJ, did you say something that Corey had a chance to get two picks today? One of them might have been a pick six, the one right before the half. I imagine you gave him a little hard time.
No, I ain't giving him a hard time. Y'all know that's my boy, so, you know, we'll talk about it, then he'll get it back. He'll catch the next one.
AJ, you mentioned stepping up. Your sister's been stealing a lot of the headlines since last spring with South Carolina and in the WNBA. Did you feel like you needed to maybe reclaim some of the spotlight there in the family?
I mean, no, it's my big sister. I look up to her. What she's doing is just making me better, and it's a blessing to have her as a sister and someone to look up to.
Taquan, you've made quite a few big plays on third long and stuff, and extending plays, and where's the challenge in, you know, knowing when to take what you have, because then you bring the risk of turnovers and stuff like that?
I mean, I think sometimes I try to do a little too much, and it costs me, but I guess it's the risk you have to take when you're trying to extend a play and trying to make something happen to get the offense going.
You kind of escaped on that long run that you had, but it seemed like you might have run out of gas a little bit the last little bit. Is that kind of
I don't think I ran out of gas. I just think the guy was tugging at my shirt behind me. He ended up catching me. I mean, I wish I would have scored, but it's all good. I mean, we got down there and made some things happen.
AJ, can you talk just the commitment the defense has to picking up the offense and the way you guys have showed, especially the last 2 weeks?
I mean, the way the defense is playing, I think we just want it. We just want it more, play with a lot of energy. That's all to it. We just want to do it.
First half seemed like the offense, you couldn't really get on track as far as scoring, but the second half, first through, was it any adjustments you made or something you saw, or was it just defense being tired?
I think we just executed better in the second half. I mean, the first half, it was okay, but I think we missed a lot of opportunities when we were out on the field. And then the defense, I mean, they play phenomenal, so they get us back out on the field and give us more opportunities to move the ball. So I think we just got more in a groove. And then, of course, with our offense, the other side is going to get tired. So once they get tired, we start getting a lot more movement and getting a lot more guys down to the ground so big plays can happen.
Taquan, on your long run, did you ever think about cutting all the way back across the field?
Yeah, I thought about cutting all the way back, but then I saw number 9 running towards me, so I just tried to get skinny, and then I just felt somebody tugging on me from behind, so I was just trying to make sure I held onto the ball.
Couple more.
Taquan, you think you missed, well, there's a miscommunication early in passing, but you were hard on yourself last week with throwing the ball. It seemed like you made some good throws today, and you're kind of getting you and Ricky are starting to get things going on some of those routes.
Oh, yeah, man. Me and Ricky, we've had a connection since summer when we started throwing 7-on-7 and stuff. I missed him early on one of the go routes, and then I mean he dropped one, but I mean I have confidence in both the guys that are out there. I'm gonna put the ball up anytime, and they're gonna try to make a play. So I mean I just have confidence in the guys.
Quan, I think you had a 17- and 18-yard drop. Or what goes into playing that effectively for that long a time?
I mean, I don't think you can actually prepare for that long of a drive. I mean, before you know it, you look up and you're like, dang, we're at 18 plays. We get in the huddle and we tell each other, like, hey, let's get it done. Because sometimes, you know, you can look at everybody and be like, yeah, we're tired. But, I mean, at the same time, you're just like, we need to get it in. The quicker we get into the end zone, the quicker we can get to the sideline and relax and watch the defense go out there and work. So, I mean, you don't really prepare for it. It just happens, and then you just got to fight through it. It's just like summer workouts.
Taquan, you told me earlier that you like watching the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, but I've noticed that a lot of people are starting to watch you. What's that feeling like knowing that some of these big guys are watching you?
I mean, I don't really look at it too much. I just go out and play. I don't think a lot of people realize that I'm just a 21-year-old going out there just having fun. I mean, I've been doing this my whole life, so I mean, I just go out and have fun and play football.
Last two.
Okay, this applies to both of you. Now with the offering coming up, do you prefer having an offering right now at this point in the season, or would you rather spend on keep on playing?
I'd rather have the off week now. I mean, this is kind of like our second off week. Everybody gets to rejuvenate and rest up, and because we got some guys banged up, so you know we can get those guys healed up and then kind of take some heat back at practice. So I'm cool with it being this early in the season.
Last one right back here.
AJ, open field tackling really crisp again today for the second week in a row, really all season. Is that experience coming through the defense, especially the secondary?
I think it's experience with me. I know to track the inside hip and just wrap up.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
Good job. Appreciate it.